For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I'm not going to lie, you're slacking. You're slacking on starting that business you've been holding off on. It's just living in your head. And if you don't act now, that idea is going to leave, or maybe someone's going to take that idea. And there's a tool that I personally use, and that is Shopify. You don't need to be a web designer. You can just start moving, zooming in, adding the text you need, adding pictures you need. And Shopify has so many templates you can use from. Get it out of your head and onto a website with Shopify. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. They make it easy to manage growing your business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on all the important stuff like growing your business. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025 has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/sonoro to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/sonoro.
Your data is like gold to hackers, and they'll sell it to the highest bidder. Are you protected? McAfee helps shield you, blocking suspicious texts, malicious emails, and fraudulent websites. McAfee Secure VPN lets you browse safely, and its AI-powered tech scam detector spots threats instantly. You'll also get up to $2 million of award-winning antivirus and identity theft protection, all for just $39.99 for your first year. Visit McAfee.com. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
To know that the pain of disappointment is temporary, but the suffering, the story that you make about the disappointment is the thing that lingers, and you recognize you're no longer going to create the suffering, then you can take those leaps again and you can, you know, I say hope, but for me, I shifted over the hope. It's the knowing that it's going to work out, knowing that if it doesn't, you can transcend it. You can transmute it. You can turn it into something as long as you don't give up, as long as you don't get stuck in the disappointment.
Thanks to Sana Skin Studio for supporting the No Podcast. Sana is a skin studio that is shifting the relationship with your skin and your products through goal-driven facials, real guidance, and clean skincare. Stay tuned for our promo code so you can receive $25 off of your first facial at Sana Skin Studio.
Welcome to the No Podcast with me, Nikki Spo.
You're here and you're supposed to be here. If you're new to listening in, welcome. And if you're a subscriber and tune in all the time, welcome back. You are listening to The Know, not in the know where it is not about knowing everything, but about coming to know ourselves, that deep sense of inner knowing, which we all crave and that I believe by having and listening to empowering conversations that we are all inching closer to finding within ourselves, that way of being or simply knowing. I'm your hostess, Nikki Spolstra, and if you aren't already subscribed to the show, now is the time to click subscribe on whichever platform you're listening in on so that you never miss an episode and we get those downloads, which helps to put our thoughtful and thought-provoking conversations in front of a wider audience. Today, we've got a magical, magical human joining us, Jocelyn Sandstrom, who specializes in quantum energy, neuro-linguistic programming, and neurological reprogramming. Wow, have I needed this in my life. And I gotta say, I have a little bit of experience with these practices in healing from some really heavy and tough life experiences of my own. So I'm really excited that you all get to hear from Jocelyn today. If you're looking for deeper connection, which I believe so many of us are, there is a space for you where you can be yourself, come home to yourself, and have a beautiful crew of women supporting you on your journey. We all are becoming her. We are all finding the it energy within ourselves because she, that woman you want to be the highest version of yourself and your integrity, she is us. And together we are becoming her. We are becoming the her of our highest desires. In our exclusive online women's community, we are talking about all of life's chapters in a safe and supportive space. We are coming together for webinars from experts in the wellness industry, and we have endless resources available to help you on your biggest, greatest, most glorious homecoming of your life. And I have a special gift for my audience, specifically for my podcast listeners, a lifetime discounted rate to access our group, Becoming Her. I will link the details in the show notes, and I will hope to see you there. If you have any questions, you can always send me a DM on Instagram at Nikki Sapspo. I'm pretty good at getting back to every single message that I receive. I look forward to having you on this journey with us. So, with all of the work that I have tried to do on myself over the years, including work on shifting my own neurological pathways, I am so excited to interview Jocelyn. Jocelyn Sandstrom is the founder of Wellness and Metaphysical, which is a community-driven platform that promotes a higher level of consciousness through expos and retreats. Since 2010, she has been providing quantum energy sessions and teaching neuro-linguistic programming, neurological repatterning, and Millennium Method to her clients globally. Jocelyn specializes in coaching and mentoring others to release deep-rooted issues from their past that are holding them back, building not just next-level success, but also deep fulfillment. I am so grateful to have the opportunity to pick her brain today and come to you guys with some tangible takeaways. This is a gem right here. So let's get going with Jocelyn Sandstrom. Jocelyn.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank Jocelyn, so welcome so much to the Know Where It Is Not About Knowing Everything, but about coming to know yourselves. I'm so grateful to share time and space with you.
Thank you. And everything you said is exactly why I was so drawn to you, because it's just that knowing of yourself, not knowing everything, but knowing yourself. And once you know that, everything opens up.
It's really special. And I think a lot of us, I think we crave it. And I don't even know that we realize we're craving it, because for me personally, I was like, oh my gosh, what's missing from my life? Like there's something, like there's a pull, but I can't identify what it was exactly. And over years, I came to understand it as my own inner knowing. Now, Jocelyn, your bio is super impressive. Working with some of the world's biggest luxury brands and appearing on the cover of some major, major magazines, you're in the business of helping people through your practice, wellness, and metaphysical. What has been your journey of creating your business, and why are you so passionate about it?
Well, for me, it all started in about 2003 when my mom got sick. And before that, I was on a completely different track. I didn't know anything about any of this. And when that happened, I knew there was a holistic way to be able to help her without the medication, without the side effects. And so that's when I certified in NLP, Neurological Repatterning, Hypnosis. And then I went down the path of the quantum energy, quantum physics with Millennium Method, and all of that helped her to get out of her, you know, helped her to heal. But then also simultaneously, I started working on my career and created something beyond my wildest dreams. And then through all of that, through helping my family, through helping my mom and my career, I decided I wanted to really ripple that out into the world and help. And that became my passion. And you know how you said you were looking for something all those years? I was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was success, money, you know, accolades, all these things. And I kept trying to like think that that was the thing that was going to create that fulfillment with inside of me, but it wasn't. Like I was on the top of my career and I had anxiety and I had depression behind the scenes, and everybody was like, oh, it's so amazing. And I'm like, yeah, it looks amazing. But on the inside, what I'm doing to myself in my head, what I'm doing to myself behind the scenes is not healthy, right? And so once I shifted that, oh gosh, it was like a breath of fresh air. The answers are always within us. We keep looking for the out, we keep looking on the outside, but it's always been within us. And the more we get to know ourselves, the more we get to live our most authentic truth, that fulfillment is so incredible. And then the byproduct of that is success, money, accolades, but it's not what it's about.
So, you know, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking about a younger version of myself that would have listened to you and someone like you and someone like me saying this. And I'd be like, so annoyed. I'm like, oh my gosh, look within.
what? Like, yeah. I can't even look within. And if I'm looking within, I don't even know what to see. Like, it's empty inside. Mm-hmm. Like, I am dead inside. The me of years ago was so hurt and in pain and empty. And there was a point in my life where I was like, I don't have a purpose. Like, I don't even know what my purpose is. So when you say things like, look within yourself, I now know what you mean. Like, after years of working on this, I now know. But like, how do you break that down for people who don't, who are like thick in the loneliness or thick in the emptiness and thick of like, I'm looking inside. Hello, I don't see anything. Like, there's nothing in here. There's just this big dark void of nothing, you know, because it's really frustrating to be in that space. And as you talk about that, I also want you to break down like what some of those practices are, because I know what some of them are, but I don't know what all of them are. So first, like, what's your advice to people who are like sitting on the edge of this that are like, I'm trying to look within, girlfriend, but I'm not seeing anything.
I totally hear you, because I was also in that same spot. And yeah. So, you know, that's why we can relate, because first of all, it's, we weren't raised for self-validation. We were raised for external validation. And so we spend our whole life trying to fit in, trying to prove, trying to please, trying to say, keep checking, are we on the right track? Even as adults, we'll be doing things and then we'll keep constantly checking outside of us, are we on the right track? Are we on the right track?
As who?
And whose track? Right. You know what I mean? Like, and that's why we are empty inside. That's why I had so much anxiety and depression, because I was what everybody wanted. I had everything, right? But I was doing it in a way that fit their boxes, not my box. And so I had spent my whole life doing that. I didn't even know what I desired. There is a funny thing from Runaway Bride that explains it in such a simple way. And there's a scene.
Julia Roberts, The Runaway Bride.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
we love a movie reference.
And there's a scene in there where Richard Gere keeps asking all of the people she left at the altar, how did she like her eggs? And they would always say, oh, scrambled like me, easy over like me, egg whites only like me. And she's like, why do you keep asking that? And he's like, you don't even know how you like your eggs. You just like the eggs the way your partner likes the eggs and all of this. So how can you know yourself? And so there's a scene where she sits down and she cooks all the different eggs, and she sits down and she discovers, what do I actually like? That's what I'm talking about in finding you. Like, what do I actually like? What does success look like to me? If I could have anything, not what everybody thinks is successful, not what I think life should look like, but what would it actually look like to me? And you go on a journey of self-discovery. When you start discovering that, your whole life changes. When you start building the inner power from within instead of beating yourself up, because I used to beat myself up all the time.
Right.
I grew up with a family that compared everything. Like, why can't you be more like that? You know what I mean? And so, of course, in my mind, I'm like, why can't I be more like that? They didn't do that on purpose. That's the, you know, comparison is the biggest motivation. It gets people out of their chairs, but it also is the thing that breaks you down the most. And so once I stopped doing that and I stopped comparing and I started saying, okay, what do I love about myself? And then how do I become the person that self-validates instead of looking for validation on the outside? How do I build my inner power, not my circumstantial power? So circumstantial power is, you know, people giving you all of the accolades and the validation and all of that, right? Inner power comes from you. Inner power comes from you loving on yourself, validating yourself, doing the things that are in alignment, discovering your authentic truth, and all of those things. When you have inner power, external power, circumstantial power is icing on the cake, and you don't need it. Therefore, no one can sway you. You get to stay on your own path because you have the inner power.
So all of this, I like, there was a moment where I'm like putting my hands up because I'm like, oh my gosh, I like start taking notes. I'm like, this inner power versus circumstantial power is so big. I can tell you, like, how many adults are walking around in the world and they like so heavily identify with like their work, like they are their work. And that's like very much our parents' generation. My dad is a firefighter. He identifies still like, I'm a retired firefighter. And like, granted, I love that for him. And he has such a great sense of pride in that. And I'm proud of him for serving our community. You know, like, my mom was a Pan Am flight attendant, and for her life, she identified as a Pan Am flight attendant because that was a very glamorous job to have back in the day during that time. And you just think, those are just my parents. Like, so I'm a product of them. So I grew up in my life thinking like, okay, well, what do I identify? And I remember thinking like, okay, well, I'm a dancer. I design clothing. I make art. I love music. I love all these things. And I picked one thing. And then I was like, no, I don't really like that too much. So I would try something different. And then I didn't like that so much. So I tried something different. And then I remember feeling a lot of shame around that, right? Because you're supposed to pick one thing and be good at that one thing and then do that whole thing. And so, like you said, it's not our parents' fault, but we are a byproduct of our home lives, of our childhoods, of our experiences up until this very, very moment, right? Until somebody is literally listening to this podcast, maybe, like where this is changing the way that they think about things. Now, I think it's hard as a parent. I'm like, okay, well, I teach my kids to not quit at things. Be resilient. If you start something, we're going to finish it and then we can reevaluate. We teach competitiveness. We try to teach intrinsic value, right? Like at what point in your life, because you have to teach children morals and principles and values. Those things are very, very important. Not quitting, not just giving up, knowing when it's the right time to quit and say, you know what? This doesn't serve me anymore. I have to go. Like I'm divorced. I don't look at myself as a quitter. I left a situation that no longer served the people involved and the family unit. I do not view myself as a quitter, but I also knew when the right time was going to be. Where generations before us would just like stay and experience like hardship and hardship and hardship and hardship. And people do that in their work life and people do that in all kinds of relationships. At what point, Jocelyn, are we saying, okay, we're teaching our children values that are very important. We're teaching them systems. We are also giving them some of our baggage by default, whether we like it or not, no matter how evolved of a parent I am, I'm giving them some of my stuff because it's ingrained in me. And at what point are you able to encourage a human being to shift from what was into what can be? Because these neurological pathways, these neural pathways, they are difficult to break. I've done the work myself. I've done the EMDR. I've done it. I've done the hypnotherapy. It is hard to break negative and toxic and painful neural pathways from your life so that you can go on to living a bigger, better life. All right, guys, let's take a quick break so I can thank our sponsor, Sauna Skin Studio, with their OG location in Wynwood and their additional locations in Fort Lauderdale and Coconut Grove. Okay, so the best way I can describe Sauna is that it feels like coming home.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Like traditional facials, Sauna's facials are rooted in education, and I love this so much. Every experience I have had at Sauna has been a chance for me to learn more about my skin and its needs. I love that the facials are effective while also being accessible enough to be a monthly ritual rather than a yearly splurge. This is why the Sauna membership is so great. I'm honored to be able to provide our audience with a promo code. Use the code THENOGLOW for $25 off of your first facial when booking at saunaskinstudio.com and additional incentives if you book a membership. I have absolutely loved my skin healing journey with Sauna Skin Studio.
I'm going to start with what you were saying about your parents and how they did their best, right? And so each generation does their best. Each generation was, I believe, I truly know, was born to evolve the next. So for your parents' generation, for my parents' generation, they loved having that one thing. They loved having that stability. It was the thing that lit them up. And so the next generation, that doesn't light us up anymore. There's a different chapter for something else. And so we get to evolve through that. You said you tried this, 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 and this. I did the same thing. Like we, because, and then the generation before our parents was so unstable that the stability for them was like this breath of fresh air. And then for us, the stability is so suppressing. We're like, no, we got to break out. And so to me, I don't ever think we were ever broken. I think we were exactly as we were meant to be for that chapter. And each generation gets to transcend the next. And each generation is the way they are because of the past generation. Nothing wrong with it because each generation says that was awesome. This wasn't. I'm going to, you know, do better on this. And then the next generation is always going to find something because we're always meant to evolve. No generation to me, I think, is ever going to do it perfect because it's evolution over all of the generations. So that's the first place is to just be like, okay, I get it. Like there was nothing wrong, but I get to do it different because I'm the next generation.
Yeah.
The other thing is you could be a manifesting generator. Like I love to do lots of different things and I'm a generator, but you could also be, there's manifesting generators oftentimes get diagnosed with ADHD because their gift is to go to many different things and then come back. And so once you know your human design, you also get to fall in love with your gifts that society would make wrong because it doesn't fit into the box. And so when you get to know yourself in this whole process, look up human design. You can get your free body graph on mybodygraph.com, or there's multiple websites that you can get your free human design. Gene Keys for me has been a game changer. Get your free Gene Keys graph and then buy the book Gene Keys on Amazon. When you can discover yourself, one of the first things that I found out from that was that I was a 1-3, which is three is the phoenix. And so they call it the martyr, but I call it the phoenix because we go through fires. And so, but we're resilient. And so before I knew this, I used to think, what's wrong with me? Why do I keep going through these things? Why do I have to keep learning the hard way? All of these things. Once I discovered I was the phoenix and that's what I came here to, you know, experience and to grow through, it became my superpower. Wow. I then knew that I was more resilient because of that. I was the cat that always lands on their feet. And so I used it as my superpower instead of thinking there's something wrong with me. Our whole lives, most of us think we're something wrong with us because the system is set up for a certain type of person. But we are all the colors of the rainbow and we are not all going to fit into that box. And you said the word supposed to. So one thing I do with my clients is I get rid of the supposed to's, the shoulds, the have to's, because yes, you were supposed to fit into this box, but we are, our generation is meant to shatter that box.
Yeah.
To be able to live and do the things we desire because we desire to do those things. And the last thing was reprogramming can be hard, but the process that I've created through my quantum energy and through the reprogramming process, it gets to be fun and it gets to be easy and it gets to be a lot faster than the old ways of doing things. Once I teach you the process or once you figure out a process for you, you can, you get the one I teach, you get to do it on your own. You get to learn it. And then if you're driving the car and you start to have anxiety, you can pull over and you can reprogram it and shift it out so you don't have to deal with it. So you don't have to always go and see someone. I think it's hard when you always have to go and see someone all the time because then you have to make an appointment. You can't do it on the go when you're in it and when you're like, okay, yeah, this is the moment I get to shift it out, right? And it becomes hard when you have to wait for something when you can't just do it in that moment. But if you are like, you know what? I don't desire, like I feel this emotion. I don't desire to have that emotion anymore. I'm going to shift it out and I'm going to move it forward.
So I have definitely felt that way. Like I did years of talk therapy. And for a while that worked because like I didn't understand why I was the way I was, right? And I was able to uncover some really powerful trauma that happened in my life through talk therapy and address. I'm like, okay, this is why I am the way I am. But like now what do I do with that? And then I started doing some DBT, dialectic behavioral therapy. And I found that that for me gave me a lot of tools to implement in real life. And I think that that's what a lot of people are missing from their coaching or their therapy experiences is that like, what are the tools to take with you? Like, what do I do in the moment? Like it's all great if I could go to a therapist once a week and talk it out. But like in the moment, what do I do? I am having a panic attack. What do I do? I'm having anxiety about XYZ. What do I do? Yes. And also on your, I want you to talk a little bit about what that process is, but a note on like, when you said the should and like the, all of these words, these are shame words. These are like words that are rooted in like shame. Like I should be doing this. Says who? Mm-hmm. You know, I was going through something recently where I was talking with a friend about the fact that I don't want to blend families. Like I don't want to, if I were to remarry, I'm not interested in blending families. That's how I feel right now. Maybe that will change down the road. I don't know. Right now, I'm like, I'm not interested in bringing another man into like the mix with my three children. Okay. So the conversation said, well, but you want to get married someday. And I'm like, yes. And they're like, but then how can't you do, why can't, but then how does that work? Because you're, if you get married, you're supposed to then mix your kids with their kids and do the whole thing. And I'm like, says who? I'm like, and that started a conversation like in a group setting where I'm like, can a couple be married on their own terms where maybe that doesn't involve children. Oh, but that's what it's supposed to be because society says that's what it's supposed to be. And I'm just giving that example because it's a tangible one from my own personal real life experiences. That is just one tiny example. And it might be a big one because we're talking about like a concept of marriage. Mm-hmm. But this is happening in everything that we do, in the way that we walk, in the way that we dress, in the way that we style our hair, in the way that we talk to our children, in the way that we talk to other parents at school, in the way that we interact with other coworkers and employees and colleagues. This is happening all the time. So what is this quantum energy that you're talking about? Because for the people who are listening, like, and for me, myself too, sometimes I'm like, this sounds woo-woo. It sounds not real. I'm like, I believe it. I have a deep and meaningful connection to the universe, source God, as I understand God, source universe. But a lot of my thought process is woo-woo as heck. Heck, I tried to say heck and hell, and then I went with heck. So I was like, Hulk. Like a lot of my thought process is woo-woo as heck. And I'm like, when I hear myself talk about it sometimes, I'm like, this sounds bananas. This sounds crazy. So let's break it down and make it a little bit more tangible for people.
Okay, so first off, anything that's ever been innovated was done in a way that wasn't supposed to.
Like, what a thought. Wait, say it again.
Anything that's ever been innovated was done in a way that it wasn't supposed to. We broke the norm. We shifted. You look at, if you just use the example you did, back in the day when our ancestors, our parents had one career. Yeah. For the rest of they had one job. My dad worked in his career for 43 years, right? And that was their thing. And here we are going and doing all these different things because we're evolving the world. If you look at it from their perspective, we're not supposed to do that. But if we don't, the world is going to stay exactly the same. And so anything that we are getting from our gut intuition is, to me, the thing that we are meant to come here to evolve the world. And if we keep not listening to that and keep fitting inside of the box, number one, we're not going to evolve ourselves. We're not going to evolve the world. Number two, we're going to feel suppressed, depression, anxiety. We're going to live a life that's not our truth and all the baggage that comes with that. The second thing about the woo-woo and all of that is, to me, it's all just language. Underneath it all, we know what that feels like. We put words on it. You can say quantum manifestation, or you could say luck. You could say being in the zone. You could say soul knowing, or you could say gut intuition, or I just knew, I just had a feeling. Like, to me, it's all just language on whatever we all feel on the inside underneath it all. Because You know, like anybody, even the people that don't believe in this at all, they'll say luck. They'll say the word, I just got lucky. To me, that's out of my power. If I say I just got lucky, then how do I recreate that? To me, I call it quantum manifestation, because I know that the more that I do these things and I get in the zone and I'm in my most aligned truth and I listen to myself versus my shoulds and my have to's, I know stuff is going to drop in out of the blue more and more and more, because it has the more that I do this work. So to me, it's not the language. To me, I use the language because that's just something that makes me feel good. So you just decide, what does that language look like for you? And then utilize that within yourself. We're all here. There's a million, I don't know how many words. And so there's so many different words for so many different things, so that we can use the things that resonate with us. And so for me, the woo-woo stuff, yeah, it can sound woo-woo. But to me, okay, so this is funny. So when I first started doing Millennium Method and my quantum physics, which is my quantum physics-based modality, my husband, he was like, oh, okay, you're just playing with fractals. Like, okay, that's interesting. But every time I started to work on something and it happened, he was like, that's a coincidence. I'm like, it's not a coincidence. I would do it again. And it's so much so that he was like, holy cow, what's going on? And he took all the classes. Same thing with my dad. My dad hated everything spiritual. Like, spirituality to him was like nails on a chalkboard. If I used of that language, it freaked him out and he'd flip out and he just would not want to talk about it. Now, if something's happening, he'll be like, hey, go do what you do. I'm up. Like, so he was up for a promotion. He's like, hey, go do what you do. I'm up for a promotion. And I was like, okay. And then he got it. And then he's like, okay, hey, go do what you do. Mom's up for promotion. And then she got it. And so now if something happens, he'll be like, hey, I don't know what you do, but just go do that thing, because this is happening. So people that are still uncomfortable with it can recognize that there's something here, and it doesn't have to be woo-woo. It doesn't have to be this language. It's just like, do we want to change or not? Are we willing to put our judgments aside to just recognize that there's something that we can do that can change this reality? And so that's kind of like the main, main thing on that.
Yeah. I was recently talking with a friend. I mean, Jocelyn, I talk to so many people all the time about all of this stuff. And I feel like I'm the deep friend. So like, I'm the friend that like you call when you want to talk about these things. So I remember saying to my friend, I'm like, we are so lucky. And this is a guy. And he was like, well, I think that we make our own luck. And I'm like, yeah, it's still luck.
Yes.
It still was created. And so like, and this person, for example, is like very like manifestation. You know what I mean? Like, ooh, manifestation. And I'm like, it was manifested. Like, you can call it what you want to call it. You made your own luck. That is literally manifestation.
Yeah. Or it's just like a word. Yeah, it's just a word.
It's just a word. It's the way that we like, we want to put, like you said, it's so perfect. It's so perfect to take this into consideration that it is just the language that we're putting to it, but it's all the same shit.
Yes.
It really truly is.
You said God, universe, divine. Like, I say that all the time, you know, like it's just source, like whatever we want to call it. We know there's something underneath, but we like the words don't matter. And if you get caught up on the words, you're blocking yourself from feeling and living this life. Just turn it into what feels right for you.
This podcast was brought to you by Sana Skin Studio. Be sure to use my code, THENOGLOW, for $25 off of your first facial at Sana when booking via sanaskinstudio.com. More than a skin studio, Sana is a movement towards healthier skin and self-love. Thank you so much for listening to The Know. If you loved this episode, go ahead and share it with a friend. Words are so powerful, and someone may need to hear what we covered today. And if you really loved this episode, please take a moment to rate the show and leave a review. Your comments are so important and valued, and they give other listeners insight on what to expect on The Know. You can connect with me personally via Instagram at Nikki Sapp Spo and The Know with Nikki Spo. My hope for you today is that you are fearless in looking inward so that you can be your highest, most authentic self and go after the life of your dreams.
I'm not going to lie, you're slacking. You're slacking on starting that business you've been holding off on. It's just living in your head. And if you don't act now, that idea is going to leave, or maybe someone's going to take that idea. And there's a tool that I personally use, and that is Shopify. You don't need to be a web designer. You can just start moving, zooming in, adding the text you need, adding pictures you need. And Shopify has so many templates you can use from. Get it out of your head and onto a website with Shopify. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. They make it easy to manage growing your business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on all the important stuff like growing your business. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025 has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/sonoro to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/sonoro.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.